Hello, I'm Kathy Canning, Editor-in-Chief of Dairy Foods. Talking with us today is Scott Sidoris, who is the North American Dairy Sales Manager for PerkinElmer. Scott has worked in the dairy industry for more than 25 years. He began his career as a laboratory technician performing routine QA/QC testing before moving into a quality assurance management role. Scott now helps dairy companies implement solutions to ensure food safety and improve product quality. Outside of work, he enjoys spending time in the outdoors and traveling. Thank you so much for joining me today, Scott.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Tell us a little bit about how you and PerkinElmer became involved in the dairy analysis industry.
Sure. So, as you said, I started my career as a technician working in a couple different laboratories after I graduated from college. And I eventually rose to the level of a quality manager at what was then a Morningstar Foods UHT facility. I was there for approximately 6 years. And during my time at Morningstar, I implemented a number of new QA/QC programs and procedures, including a formal HACCP plan. I also led an evaluation of ATP bioluminescence as a method for ensuring finished product sterility. And that was eventually accepted by all of Morningstar Foods. And that experience working with ATP bioluminescence led to a position with Celsius International, where I worked with dairy and beverage companies globally to implement ATP bioluminescent solutions. And I've started in my current role at PerkinElmer in 2015. This was right at the time that PerkinElmer was beginning several strategic acquisitions to significantly increase their capabilities in dairy and the broader food sector. PerkinElmer already had a very strong analytical instrumentation profile, but the acquisition of Perton and Delta Instruments, Bioscientific, Solus, and Meizing Group gave PerkinElmer the ability to offer our global customers a comprehensive portfolio of fit-for-purpose solution that is unmatched by any of our competitors.
Terrific. What do you see as the main challenges for dairies and processors when analyzing dairy products for key components these days?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for testing key components or proximate values, fat, protein, lactose, etc., in dairy products, the primary consideration is always going to be accuracy and repeatability, followed by speed to result. These tests for proximate values are the basis for payment for incoming raw milk used to track butter fat throughout a processing facility and ensuring finished product quality and adherence to standards of identity. There are reference methods typically done by third-party labs that are considered the gold standard, but sending routine samples to an outside lab or even performing testing in-house for analysis using reference methods will introduce significant delays. It's critical for a dairy processing facility to have accurate information that's readily available in order to operate efficiently. Instrument solutions also need to be intuitive and easy to use. Most importantly, instrumentation needs to be reliable and user serviceable if a problem does occur. Since dairy processors operate 24/7, not being able to screen incoming milk tankers or standardize batch milk for production can stop operations until the problem is resolved. Another consideration is how to effectively manage and share the data that is generated from that proximate testing.
Okay, those are certainly challenges. What solutions does PerkinElmer offer to overcome these challenges?
So we have a number of solutions. First and foremost, the PerkinElmer Lactoscope FTA and FTB instruments allow dairy processors to test samples, make decisions immediately, and ensure the quality of their product and maximize efficiency. Both Lactoscope instruments are built around the PerkinElmer Spectrum II FTIR spectrometer, which incorporates a number of features to ensure improved performance and reliability, in addition to a long-life IR source and a temperature-stabilized DTGS detector. The Lactoscope incorporates a fixed mirror pair interferometer design that does not require dynamic alignment to compensate for errors that are found in some linear mirror movement systems. The Lactoscope also incorporates a 12-month molecular sieve desiccant in the optics compartment to help with reliability. And with regard to sample handling, sample intake is handled by a combination of a peristaltic and high-pressure homogenization pump. This allows the Lactoscope to work with very viscous liquids. The Lactoscope also includes inline sensors to monitor airflow, conductivity, and temperature, and can detect and report problems to the operator.
Okay. How important are easy-to-use software solutions, such as PerkinElmer's Intuitive Results Plus and NetPlus Cloud offerings for the dairy industry?
They're very important. From my time working in laboratories and managing a quality laboratory, you have people that come in and out of the position. They don't always come from a technical background. So having an instrument and software, especially that is intuitive and easy to use, is really critical. The Lactoscope is operated by way of a Windows 10 PC, and that is overlaid with PerkinElmer's Results Plus and NetPlus software. Results Plus is the operating software used to configure the instrument, analyze samples, and export data. NetPlus is our cloud-based networking platform that consists of two different modules, NetPlus Reports and NetPlus Remote. NetPlus Reports provides access to data from remote instruments for monitoring production and quality control data in real time. And NetPlus Remote allows for an authorized user to monitor instrument performance, configure instrument settings, push calibration updates to instruments, and monitor bias and slope adjustments. NetPlus becomes particularly useful for a manufacturer that has multiple sites in different locations and potentially with multiple instruments at those individual locations. It allows all of the data to be written to a shared database that's immediately viewable to anyone outside of those facilities who needs to have direct access to the data, or for someone who is responsible for maintaining calibrations on those instruments.
I'm going to ask you to look into the future a little bit. From your point of view, how do you think analysis methods will change over the coming years?
For proximate analysis, I suspect that FTIR will remain a widely used and accepted method for some time to come. It's very fast and has excellent accuracy and repeatability. I think there will be more interest in inline instrument solutions for continuous measurement and process control in the coming years. In addition to the Lactoscopes that we use for proximate analysis and liquid dairy products, PerkinElmer has offered inline and over-the-belt NIR solutions to the dairy industry for many years. These instruments are used for testing further processed dairy products, cheese, butter, powder, and help dairy companies to limit waste and ensure they are meeting product specifications. These instruments have the ability to integrate into plant process control systems to monitor production and control the production process. I think some change will also be driven by product change. We're seeing that now with the increasing number of plant-based dairy products. There's a need for functional testing with these types of products that are using alternate sources of fat and proteins in combination with gums and other stabilizers to mimic the mouthfeel and the functional performance of conventional dairy products. The PerkinElmer Rapid Visco Analyzer, or RVA, can evaluate the performance characteristics of these functional ingredients by application of variable heat and shear. Last, there is an increasing need for more data and faster results related to both product quality and food safety. PerkinElmer offers a broad range of analytical solutions for detection of adulterants, heavy metals, mycotoxins, and antibiotic residues. Our SOLIS pathogen detection systems can test for Salmonella, Listeria, and E. coli in food and environmental samples. And these are really getting back to PerkinElmer's roots in food testing and a significant differentiator in what we can offer our customers.
Okay. Well, that wraps up our conversation with Scott Sidoris today. It was a pleasure talking with you, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you.
For additional podcasts, as well as videos, news, feature articles, and more, please visit the Dairy Foods website at dairyfoods.com.